We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting the last few words of Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. It said in the Mishnah, Haboil Aramis. If someone is mezana with a goita, with a non-Jewish lady, the halacha is someone who sees this happening is allowed to go and kill the fellow. It's called Kanoyim Paiganboy. Kanoyim means people who want to take the common for Hashem's cover, they're allowed to kill him. And it passes halacha l'mosh mesinai. Zokta Gemara, Boyim Meinei Rav Kahana Merav. Rav Kahana asked Rav, say like this, Loi Pogu Boy Kanoyim. Let's say this guy went ahead and did his Aveira, and no one killed him, no one caught him in the act. Mahu, what's the halacha? What inish does this Yisrael get for being mezana with a goita? What with a non-Jewish woman? What type of inish does he get? In Shaila Rav the Gemari, Rav forgot what his Rebbe taught him about this. So this Rav Kahana shouted to Rav, and Rav didn't know the answer. So that night, when Rav Kahana went to sleep, by Kriya Rav Kahana Bechelmei, the following pasuk, a pasuk in Malachi. The pasuk says, Bogdo Yehuda v'se'eva nesesah b'Yisrael, uv'Yerushalayim, kichil Yehuda kodesh Hashem, asher oyev, uba'al bas el necha. So it's talking about Klai Yisrael, in a bunch of Averis, it says, Bogdo Yehuda v'te'eva nesesah b'Yisrael, and it says, v'Yerushalayim, kichil Yehuda kodesh Hashem, asher oyev, uba'al bas el necha. Four different Averis, and the Gemara explain what these four Averis were. And the pasuk afterwards says, that Yachreis Hashem l'ish asher yaseno erva oinam ala Yaakov umagish mincha Hashem tzvakos. He'll get chorus, and he won't have any descendants. So let's see what the Gemara darshan is in this pesukim. We'll see in a second. But this is the pasuk they told Rav Kahana in a cholam. He didn't know what it meant. So Amalei the next day he came to Rav, and he told Rav, "Hochi akarna akariyon." This is what they read to me in my dream. They said this pasuk. Adachri Rav Gemari. After Rav Kahana mentioned the pasuk, now he remembered what his Rebbe taught him. The Rebbe taught him like this. This is Taich in this pasuk. Bogdo Yehuda Zu Avodas Chavim. Bogdo is referring to Avodas Chavim. V'chinu Oimel. You can find the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says Ochin Bogdo Isha Mereya, which is referring to, and the pasuk goes Vayta Kain Begatam Bi Beison Um Hashem, which is referring to Avodas Zara. So Bogdo Yehuda, that's Avodas Zara. V'se'eva nasa b'Yisrael. The pasuk, that part of the pasuk they read to Rav Kahana in his dream was v'se'eva nasa b'Yisrael v'Yerushalayim. What is that referring to? Zem mishkav zacha, because the word te'eva can be mishkav zacha. V'chenu ayim, it says in the pasuk in the Torah, as zacha lo yisishkav mishkav isha te'eva hi. So you see clearly, mishkav zacha is called te'eva. That was the second avera in that pasuk. Ki chilal Yehuda kodesh Hashem zu zayna. That's a zayna. V'chenu ayim, it says in the pasuk. Loisia Kadesha Mbrahisrav Liya Kadesh Mbrahisrav. So it means that Isha is Mazana, it's called a Kadesha. Actually, why is it called a Kadesha? Because she's Mechal her Kadusha Sisrav. And a Kadesh is Mechal his Kadusha. Now, it should have been called not a Kadesh. Why a Kadesh? Like you find a lot of times in the Torah, the word like Vatisharish means to uproot, even though it means giving roots. So you find Shamusik. The word Kadesha means that he was Mechal de Kedusha, so that means Zoyna, or Ba, Bas El Nechar, Zah, Baal Akusis. That's referring to someone who's Ba on a non-Jewish lady. What do I say after all these Averis? What happens to them? Yachris Hashem L'Isha Sheyasena, person will get Chorus, and Erva Oino, you won't have any Erva Oino, Mala Yaakov, Magish, Minchal Hashem Tzvakas, which is tied like this. In Talmud Chachamu, not only will he get Chorus, but Lo Yeloi Er, but Chachma, he won't have a child who's very sharp in Chachma. And his Tamidim won't be good Tamidim. And Mkainu, Layir Loy Ben, Megish Minchal Hashem Tzvakas, will not have a son who will serve in the Beis HaMikdash. In any case, we have over here the Oinish that happens to someone who does not get killed by the Kanoi, he still will get Karas.
Is this a Karas to be Zanoth
and Ramas? It's not an Issa Midaraisa in the Karas. No, in the Raisa there's no Issa Karas, or there's no Issa, but we're saying that's the Einish. I mean, the Divrei Kabbalah, that's the Einish. And the Kanoyim Paiganboy also is a Lacha Moshe Mishin, not Mefurish in the Torah. That someone was allowed to kill him, but there's no, it's not a Mefurish Isser in the Torah that it could be to Lav, and some hold that's the Isser of Lo Yeh Kadesh, but there's no Isser Karas in the Torah for marrying a Goita.
This
Karas is Medin Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah, from Nach. It's a Mekar from Nach. Doesn't mean there's no Karas. The Karas is not Medin Torah, it's Medivrei Kabbalah, it's called. Which is almost like a deraisa, and then you have the Kanoyim Paiganboy also, which is Alach Mashina, which is also like a deraisa. Arum Chia Baravua, Kala Ba Al Akusis. Anyone who's mezana with Akusis, Kiilu Mischatein Ba Avodas Chavim. Kiilu comes Mechutin with Avodas Zara himself. How do we know that? The Chassid says in the pasuk, Ba Bas El Nechar. He had a bia with a bas of a El Nechar. Now Chibas Yeshle El Nechar. Does a Getchka have children? Elazar, Baal, Kusis, is like the Basel Nechar, and therefore he's like a Mechutin now with Avodah Zarah. Baal Rav Chiya Bar Avua, Ksiv, Kosov, it was written al Gugulasa Shal Yoyakim that Zois Vaid Acheris. What are we talking about? Yoyakim was one of the last kings of Klal Yisrael. Yet afterwards, Yoyachin for a few months, and then he had Tzidkiyo. But Yoyakim was the third to last king, and he was a terrible Rasha. He had the Navi, he found the Nevua of Yirmiyo, how Klal Yisrael was going to Golas. He took the scroll and threw it into the fire. He did not listen to any Musar, and he was considered a big Rasha. And because of that, he got a Klala. He got a Klala from Yirmiyo, that this Klala would be Kvuras Chamor Yekover. He's going to get buried like a Chamor. Sochav dragged the Hashtech Mahalo Sharish Lion. He's going to be dragged on the floor. But it was written on the skull of Yoyakim that Zois V'Oid Acheres. It's going to be this Klala that Yirmiyo gave him and another Klala. And we don't know what that means exactly. We have to see from the Smaisa what it means. What's V'Oid Acheres? So the Maisa goes like this. Zekene de Rebbe Preda, the grandfather of Rebbe Preda, which Rashi says is Rebbe Chiya Bar Avuah himself, which is a Shaila of that Rashi, Ayin the Rishash. Back upon him, the grandfather of Rebbe Preda, Ashkach Hugagulta, he found one time this skull, Davashadi Bashar Rishlaim, that was sitting around the walls of Rishlaim, the doors of Rishlaim. Bava Kosvaloy, on the skull, said, Zeus Vaidacheris. He had no idea what this was. Kavroy tried to bury it. Vahadanovic popped right out of the ground. Kavroy buried. Vahadanovic popped out of the ground again. Omar, he says to himself, Haigulgat Asher Yoakim. It must be, this is the skull of Yoakim. The Chsibba says in the Pasuk, Kvur is Chamor you cover. He's got a Kvur of a Chamor, which means not in a regular base of Kvaris, not in a grave. Sochoiv dragged the Hashem Mahalur Sharish Lime. So it must be the skull of Yoakim. Omar, but he said, Lamaisa, Malka, he's a Melech, Melech Yisraelu. It's not to be embarrassed like this. He couldn't bury the skull because every time he buried it, it popped back out. What he did was, second best thing, he wrapped it with these silks, put it into a chest. Okay, and put it into the storage. One day, his wife was cleaning up, and she sees this chest with a skull inside it. So she didn't know what's going on. She went to tell her neighbor about this thing that she found. I guess her husband wasn't home. He was learning. He was probably learning for a few weeks at a time. He wasn't home. Amalah, hi, you know what this skull is? The Issa Kamaisa must be your husband's first wife. Deloy Kamanashule, he never forgot her, and he still wants to keep her skull. So she got upset, obviously. Shagusol Tanura, she lit up the oven, and she burnt the skull to pieces, to ashes, mamash to ashes. Kiyosa, when the husband came home, and he found out about this, Amalah, hainu dechsiv elevoi, Zois v'decheres. Now I know why it's said on the skull. Zois v'decheres. Zois was, he didn't have normal kvura. V'decheres, he got burnt to a crisp. That was what's pshat in this klala. Talk to Maravaitik. Also, Rav Dimi, Oma, Bez Dino Shal Chashmanoi. The Bez Dino of the Chashmanoi, Gozu, they were geyser that knew Gzeiron marrying a goita. That Abal Akusis, Chai V'leah, you got an oinish for four things. Mishum Nashga. What does Nashga stand for? Nashga stands for Nun is Nida. And even though a goy does not aser Dam Kusis, maybe it could be a Shalavitz, maybe a Tumah, a whole Shalavitz, it definitely does not make a person a Nida. It's like Dam Behema, and it could be Zayman Tameh, but Kamakim, it's still a Mios. And therefore, it's a Mios, and we made her into a Nida. That's number one. Number two, we made her into a Shifcha, even though she's not really a Shifcha, Goita, but since Klapik Knesset Yisrael, who's considered a Gevira, considered like a master, so therefore she has a Isser Shifcha also to Yisrael. Avodas Chavim is also because it says in the pasuk that like Schatim Bam, that's a lav. That lav is really talking about marrying a goita, but we extended it that even if you do znus with a goita, you have this iser of like Schatim. That's the third of the three. So it says Nashga stands for Nida, the Shin stands for Shifcha, and the Gimel stands for Avodas Chavim. And the Aleph stands for Eishes Ish. V'lav mamish the Kedushin lesto. It's not mamish Eishes Ish because she doesn't have Kedushin. Even if she's married to someone, it's not really Kedushin. Miul Eishes Dam, Yerash says. And therefore, you have the Oynish of these four things. Of Nida, you have of Shivcha, which you now marry a Shivcha. You have marrying a Goy. Gimel stands for Goita. And a Goya. And the Aleph stands for the Issa of Eishes Ish. Ki also Ravin, Omar, he said the almost same thing, but he added a different one. Omar Shem Nashgaz. Instead of Eishish, you put in Zoyna. Nida, Shivcha, Goya, and Zoyna. Now what's Zoyna? So Taisu speaks out, top Taisu, Zoyna says, Zoya in Makayim. We know Yisrael is not no is to marry a Zoyna, but a Kayin's not to marry a Zoyna. So he made this lady into Din Zoyna for the Kayin at least. Even though she's not really a Zoyna, but made for the Kayin. That's how Rashi learns in Masechta Zavar Zara, and Taisu learns over here. The Rambam in Hilchas Surya Bira, Perik Yubayz, Bayz and Gimel says, that even a Yisraelis will be Aser, a Yisrael, I mean, will be Aser to this Goita because of Zoyna as well. And a Kohen, he says, you don't have to come into Chashmonayim, it's a Lav. It's a Lav in the Torah, he holds that goes into the Lav of Zoyna, that in Alamari Zoyna, a Goita is automatically considered a Zoyna for that. Ayin the Rambam. But in any case, he adds on Nashgaz. Avmashum Ishish Lester, he doesn't hold Vashish. Why? Because they don't have Ishish. V'idach, Nashar Vadle Mifkri. Lemaisa, if this Ishish, Meyuchet to this guy, so it's even though it's not really Ishus, but it's enough that it's considered Ishus Ish. So, the more about it, we're continuing the halachas of Kanoim Poygenboy. Omar Rav Chista, Haboli Molech, if you see a person be Mizana with a non Jewish lady, and you go ask the Bezdin, should I kill him? The halacha is that doesn't work like that. Kanoim Poygenboy means without asking. You have to know the halacha. Omar Rav Chista, Haboli Molech, you don't tell him to do it. Itmanami Omar Rav Bachano, Omar Yechanon, it's part of the halacha Mishina. It's Kanoim Poygenboy. You can't ask. You don't tell him to do it. And there's all interesting halachas about Kanoim Poygenboy. If Zimri would have been pirish from Cosby, which we'll see the whole story soon, that was a case where Pinchas killed them at Kanoim Poygenboy. If Zimri would have separated from Cosby before Pinchas came, he would not be able to kill him. Pinchas would have been chayiv misa for that. You're not like killing him shas misa. So number one is you can't ask a question. Number two is, it has to be a Shas Maisa. Number three, let's say Nefach Zimri, V'Hargul Pinchas. If Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, ain't Neragalov, Sharei Raidifu, Pinchas Sira Raidif. And therefore, if Zimri would have turned around to kill Pinchas, he wouldn't have been Chayiv Misa on that, because he's Sira Raidif. So the question is, if Pinchas Sira Raidif, could someone else now kill Pinchas? Pinchas is a Raidif. Someone sees, let's say one of the Bnei Shimon saw Pinchas going after Zimri. Were they all to kill him? Dr. Ross, no. That can't be ready. It's a very interesting din Raidif, not a regular Raidif. It's like a real hybrid. It says, Ava Inish Shachrin is Dr. Ross and Simon Dalad. Neragalov, the lab Raidif Gomerhu, keeping the Rishos Kavi, has a Rishos. Vele Zimri Davkan eating Lahatzil Atzmai Benafshish of Pinchas. Only Zimri himself, Avloy Inish Dalma. The Lachol Inish Shav Rishusha Laharga Zimri. Hikach Lesser Rishus Lahatzil Benafshish of Pinchas. It's an interesting halacha that has to be learned off.
Zimri was running against Pinchas. That means he was Pirish, right? Once he's Pirish.
No, he wasn't Pirish. Even while he was there, he just turned around with a knife and never did it. If he's Pirish anyway, then it'll be a problem. You're right. But it wasn't Pirish. Yeah. So now the Gemara's will go into the Maisa of Zimri and Cosby, which we know that the Klai Yisrael started being Mezana with the Benois Midyon and they're doing Baal Pa'ar. And according to some Mefarshim, there was like two Magefas. One Magefas for the Baal Par, and another Magefa happened when Zimri was Zana with Cosby. 24,000 of the Bnei Shimon died in Magefa. So the Pasuk says that after the Yidum being Mazana, it says, Vayoyim Moshe Shreifti Yisrael, Hirgu Isha Nosho Avan Atzmod Baal Par. They were doing Avarizor Baal Par, and Moshe, let's make a Bezdin, Kavina Bezdin, and we're going to kill the people who were Mazana and then did Baal Par. So what happened was, Holach Shifte Shal Shimon Zimri. So the Shevet Shimon went to Zimri and says, Zimri ben Salu, Amru Loi, and Zimri ben Salu was the Nasi of Shevet Shimon. I see in the Pasuk that the Nasi of Shevet Shimon is Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai. You're right, it's the same person. Zimri ben Salu and Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai are the same person. So Amru Loi, so the Bnei Shimon told their Nasi, Hang Donam Dina Fashis, look, Moshe Rabbeinu convened Bezdin to kill us. But the Yosef and Shaisik is sitting and being quiet.
So,
no, but they were very involved and they were very upset that they made this Bezdin now and they went to the Nasi. So Ma'asas, so what do you do? Omad the Kibetz Chavdal of Mishral, he went and gathered 24,000 from Yisrael, from his Shevet. V'holach Eitzel Cosby, and he went to Cosby. Omar Law and Zimri told Cosby, Hashmili, listen to me for Tashmish. Omar Loi, so she answered, Bas Melechani, I'm a royal family. The Chain Tzivili Avi, my father told me, Sishmoi el Godoshpem, only listen to the Godah. Omar Law, I'm a Godah, I'm an Osi of Shevet Shimon, which is actually bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. You know why? Because my Shevet is second, Reuven Shimon, and Levi is third. So Omar Law, Afhu Nasi, Shevet too. I'm first of all Nasi Shevet. I don't want myself in third person. You know, he's also a Nasi Shevet, which means me. I'm bigger than Moshe. Shehu Sheni Lebatan. He, which means me, Shimon. I'm from Shimon. I'm second. the oldest. But who's Shlishi Lebatan? He's from Levi. Shlishi Lebatan. Okay, so he agreed. Tafsav Blurusa. He grabbed her by the hair. I don't know how that happened, but he grabbed her by the hair. Via Etz Maisha, and grabbed her and brought her to Maisha Rabbeinu. Amulei Ben Amram. Zu Asura Mataris. Is this Gaita Mutter Asa? Vim Taima Asura. And if you're saying it's Asa, Bas Yisra Meatirlo. You married a Gaita also. You married a non-Jewish lady also. You married this daughter of Yisra. So Nisalma, now, first of all, it wasn't a good taina, like Rashi explains, because the Maisa, that was a full Matan Torah, and once they had Matan Torah, she became a ger, together with the Erev Rav, for example, she became a ger when she had Matan Torah, so it's not a raya. But and he got married full Matan Torah. But Maisa, that was his taina. So now, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard this, he didn't know what to answer. Nisalma knew halacha, he forgot the halacha of Kanoim Pagim, and he was quiet. Go Kula Mevchia. And they all, everyone started crying. They were crying by Pesach HaMoed. It says, "Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar." Pinchas ben Elazar saw. Ma Ra, what do you see? Amar Rav, Ra, Maisa, he saw this Maisa. This guy, Lachim, remember the Lachim of Kanoim Paikabai. Amalei, he said, "Achi Avi Abba, the brother of my grandfather, which is my great uncle. Loi Kach Lemetani, didn't you teach us, Beret Chamarasim, the king of Arasina, Abayel Ram is Kanoim Paikabai? Didn't teach us this Lachim, Abayel Ram is Kanoim Paikabai?" Amaloi, so Moshe Rabbeinu answered, Karina de Igrisa, the reader of the letter, he should be the shliach, which means basically, you said it, you go for it. And why do you have to answer like that? We just learned before that in Mayrim Kane, you can't ask the shayla. So he said, didn't you teach that? So he said, yeah, whatever, you don't want, you're saying it. Therefore, it wasn't a psak, it wasn't like asking him a shayla.
Maybe he was vile, her.
What? It says in the pasuk that he saw what happened. This is the fakirat, the whole part of asking. It says in the pasuk, "Vina ish v'bnei Yisrael ba vayakrev el achiv es hamadyonis la'ini moishah ani kol adas mei Yisrael v'heim boichem esach ha'amayid," which means he was down with her. V'heim boichem esach ha'amayid. All it's all rem. It's saying they were crying because they saw the mice. But the story was that he was boiler. So Pinchas sees the story and they're crying. And Pinchas says, "What do you mean? You gotta kill him." So v'shmuel amar says, "What a my ra'ah? He ra'ah. He saw the ma'aseh. Remember the halacha." V'shmuel amar ra'ah. He saw she'in chachma v'inspunim v'in eitzik negad Hashem. It's a pasuk actually in Mishlei, but it's a fact that when it comes to chil Hashem, there's no eitzah chachma. We don't have to worry about covet, about it being mer halach rabbi, and therefore you see there's a chil Hashem, you go for it. So that's what he saw. My Roy saw in Chokmah and Svuna. It's a Kamakas Shachal Hashem in Chol and Kavod the Rab. Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Leizer. Roy Shabam Malach veHishchis Bam. He saw there was a Megefa starting, and he had to take care of his Megefa right away. So what happened? VaYakom Atoich Eida. Pinchas gets up. He says, "VaYar Pinchas Ben Elazar Ben Aaron and Kain." VaYakom Atoich Eida VeYikach Roymach BeYadai. So why do you have to Yakom Atoich Eida? It's a Mashva. After he left, he took the Roymach because Mekan Shenich Nosim Kli Zayin Vesmedush. Till now he was sitting in Vesmedush, they were convening a Bezdin. He was part of the Bezdin, passing Din and Nefashos. So he had to get up and get his Kli Zayin. He didn't have it with him, and he didn't want them to chap that he's coming to kill Zimri. So Shalav Shinnah, he took off the blade, Benicha Bo'unkali, and he put that into his shirt. Vahoy Nishan, and he was leaning on top of Pebez and Bez now. Vahoy Nishan Vahoylech Al-Makli. And he went, and he was leaning on his cane, which was the stick from the sword that he took off the blade. But he had the stick still. Vahoylech Al-Makli. Kim Chikviyat, so Shiv Tashav Shim, and he got to Shimon's Shevet. Omeh Hechem Etzinu. He said, like he wanted to show that he's going to go be Mizan also. He said, "Hey, come and see Shalevi, Gadol Mishal Shimon. Who said I'm more holy than you? If you're doing it, so why should I do it?" Amru, so the Bnei Shimon said, "Yanichuloi, let him into the tent. Afulas is Shachav. He also wants to be Mizana. Nichnas, and Afulas is Shachav Nichnas. He also wants to go in to be Mizana. Hetiru Prushim is Dava. The Prushim said it's fine. So he went in and he stuck the sword into them and killed both Zimri and Cosby. And there was 6 nisim that happened there. Omrav Yechanon, shish nisim nasu loy lepinchas. 6 nisim. Echad shahay loy lezimri lifroish loy pirish. Zimri should have been pirish when he heard him coming in, and then you can't kill him anymore. But he didn't. He was not pirish. Ve'echad shahay loy ledav loy diber. He should have screamed, and he didn't scream. That was 2. 3. Ve'echad shekivim bezachusha shal ish v'kuvusha shal isha. He was mechavin through the Zachris and the Kavusa Shalisha. Therefore, they saw that they were attached and they were being mezana. It wasn't stam a sinner. They saw clearly they did a vera. Number 4, the echas is still not reimach. They didn't fall off the sword. It's heavy, and they didn't fall off. That's another nace. Number 5 nace, the echas von malach legbias hamashkev. That when he was walking out, the malach came and picked up the doorpost and the top of the door, picked it up so he could walk through without lowering himself. If he puts the knife down, it's going to fall off. Put it, the gravity will make it fall off. Therefore, the door was picked up by the Malach. And Noram Nes was that there was a Magefa then, so people did not realize what he was doing. And after that happened, the Magefa stopped. And these are six things that happened. He took this couple and he threw them in front of Hashem. Because of one person's Avera, 24,000 people had to die. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk at the Hillim, this is Pasuk in Torah, the next Pasuk to him. 24,000 people died. And with Taich Vayifalel, Pasuk means he's daven. But Taich Vayifalel means, Omer Avalazah Vayispalel, Namal Vayifalel. Melamaka Vayachol, Shosa Peliloys, he made din im koinoi. He made din im koinoi, and he said that, Lechaira, why should everyone die for this one person's Avera? And that's what means Vayifalel. So this is all the details of the story of Pinchas. I'm going to go weiter in the next recording. We're going to go weiter in the story with Pinchas.